Blog Talk Radio. We'll be right back. what you got until you get what you need, y'all. You got to give a lot just to get what you need sometimes, y'all.
Well, all I gotta say, that was one of the best football games I ever saw.
That is an automatic classic. That's what you call automatic classic.
Yes, it was. I mean, each time the field generals were looking at a situation they couldn't get themselves out of, General Mahomes got them through.
Hey, you know Michael, General Mahomes is now walking in history, right?
Yes, he is.
Because he had 3 Super Bowls.
That's right.
How many? See, now he's walking in history. I don't care what he does now. He's in history now.
That's exactly right. I just did not want to see Josh Allen because I knew they would push this white supremacist bullshit. I was waiting for you. I was waiting to hear that shit. But with 13 seconds left, 13, he caused 2 plays in the hole, 2 seconds to spare. His kicker bails him out and gets him to overtime.
Yep.
And just as with General Wilson, once they got the ball, they made sure the other side did not get it back.
Yep.
A hell of a game.
Yep.
Hell of a game. And, you know, maybe they'll also add to his attributes that Joe Mahomes is fucking smart. Because Buffalo tried every trick they could to get this win. They did a little cute thing when they had the single high safety exposed.
And
2 guys were open, so you had to pick one. And Carson picked one who was open. That's okay. We can deal with that. Patrick came downfield, didn't even blink. Ironically, as I was playing the music, Gary, Chuck Brown was playing Bustin' Loose when Tyreek Hill caught that ball. Tyreek Hill caught that ball and was gone. I'm like, that was funk. That was supreme funk. We love that shit. So.
I'm unbelievable.
Well, I got to give it to them. Each game was good. There were some things I could have taken out, but every game was good. San Francisco played great defense, and I don't think the league has any love lost to Aaron Rodgers. So, they weren't crying when he lost.
Well, I was glad to see Rodgers and Brady gone.
Yes, I agree. Even though Matthew Stafford...
I like either one of them.
Yes. But I can live with these matchups. San Francisco against the Rams. No question about it. So, General Mahomes and Cincinnati and Joe Burrow or San Francisco and the Rams. Yes. Forget the Rams. Forget Matthew Stafford. He's overrated. I'm looking for even Garoppolo should be able to beat this guy. So,
well,
next time they should be
even
better.
Niner defense is going to beat him up.
I'm kind of hoping so. Their defense played really well against Green Bay in the snow. So I think they'll punish the Rams, even though the Rams are good people like, excuse me, what's that brother's name?
99?
Yes, 99. Thank you. That guy. Yes. He is a bad member jam. Ron Miller is too. Floyd is too, bro. 99 is he's the truth. He's the best. So tell me, Gene. You know, we've been stirring the musical pot a little bit now. The Delphonics are back. What does that mean for everybody?
That means the music box is back in order. I just got to find a way to get an MP3 player. So I got to find a way now.
We'll see what we can do about that.
Other than that, we're doing good.
It's good to have the Music Box back. We will continue our journey of Funk A to Z. And we've made a significant portion of travel through the B's.
Yes.
There's one B. There's actually two B's left, but there's one B in particular that we must pay attention to. So, having said that, give us some final thoughts, if you will.
Well, I want people to write to Congress this week and tell them that we want mail-in ballots. The reason why I'm bringing this up is because a lot of people don't get a chance to vote. We're the only country, modernized country in the world that makes it more difficult to vote, and it needs to stop. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
So write your congressmen, write your senators, lawyers, and tell them we want mail-in votes.
That's right. You know, it wasn't that long ago, in the mid-80s, when I was working for Global Vision, which was campaigning against South Africa's apartheid regime. And they used to say, one man, one vote.
Yep.
And everybody was acting like it was some sort of foreign phrase, like, what the fuck do you mean, one man, one vote? Hello?
Yep.
You know? And that's what this is. This is one man, one vote, .2.0. Stop the bullshit. You know, we know you're afraid of your agenda.
I believe the Republican Party is bugging up the wrong tree this time. Because a lot of people are going to say, hey, wait a minute, what are you talking about here?
Yep.
You know, I think they picked the wrong one. I think they picked the wrong issue to deal with.
I agree. But yes, my brother, by all means, everybody, please remember, one man, one person, one vote. That's as it should be. And you should not have any problem with having two votes, wherever you are, north, south, east, west, vote. You know, truly, you have to be scared of
it. You've been a bad boy.
Yeah, I know the mistress of the soap. Keeping track. I have to take a couple of mouthfuls this time because the message is more important. We know doggone well. Everyone has the right to vote. Everybody should be able to vote without fear of repercussions or any kind of nonsense. As we heard in the South, I know Missy wasn't around for this, but Missy, wherever you are, there was a time where somebody would tell you could vote, if you could count how many bubbles there were in a bar of soap, or how many jelly beans there were in the bar in the barrel at the polling place. That stuff will not happen anymore. It's time to stop the nonsense and let it be free and equitable voting for everyone. So, having said that, any last words before I get chased with the soap? You gotta go back to work. Wash your ass. Time talking about all that.
Oh,
if somebody's
God.
Next to you not wash, make sure they wash their ass too. I don't need your smell like wild onions and ass gravy. Wash your ass. And having said that, get some funk to take off of that washing of the ass. We'll be right back.
Larry Buster Star. The Buster Star taking place, so keep out of sight when you got no rice and the bug can't make no cake. Every tripper gotta be hipper than hip. Every tripper gotta be hipper than hip. We got to make the change. Bye.
A few years ago, a young man walked out on the stage and started singing a song that went something like this. I love you tomorrow like I love you today. I'm so weak, I don't take my heart away. But come on, come on. You want to say, baby, 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 oh baby, now, baby, baby. Tell you what they done to me, baby. Do you know what they done to me, baby? It was a man and four women. They found me guilty. Found me guilty of loving you, baby. Then you know what they made me do. Turned around, dropped my head, and this is what I said. I said, you gonna make me cry. But it's one more thing I want to say right here. I want to sing the song for the people who lost someone. I want to sing the song for the ones who said, don't leave me bewildered. I want to sing the song for the ones who said, if you leave me, I'll go crazy. I want to sing the song for the prisoner of love. I want to sing the song for the ones who said, when you get tired of what you got, try me. I want to sing the song for the ones who said, baby, you don't have to weep no more, but all you got to do is let yourself go. Want to sing a song for the ones who said, ow, I feel good. And then I want to sing a song for the ones who said, please, 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 don't leave me. The title of my song that I want to sing has got so much soul. It was released in 1966. and make you think about the good things. And this is the type of song that we heard in 66. It went something like this. It's a man's world, but don't let me break down, baby. Don't let me break down, darling. Don't make me beg you, baby. Baby, don't make me beg now. But I ain't too proud to pay. I got to tell it like it is now. Sometimes I feel like I'm losing you. But don't let me.
to give the drummer some of this funky soul we got here. You don't have to do no soloing, brother. Just keep what you got. Don't turn it loose, because it's a mother. When I count to four, I want everybody to lay out and let the drummer go. And when I count to four, I want you to come back in. It's in my collar. I got the holler. I said it's in my feet. Feels so sweet. It's in my shape. Good God. About to wake me to death. It's in my shape. You're about to wake me to death. It's in my shape. I walk the floor. I want to walk the floor. One, two, three, four. Get it.
And crucial time, most crucial and critical time that I've ever witnessed, being as young as I am, you know. We all don't want to say nothing else, so we say as young as we are. Now I want to talk about the pronunciation and the realization. Now the educator, they call it ESP, positive thinking, right? Some of the people on the cross the other side of the pond call it vibe, vibration, astrology, and all those different things, you understand? But I call what it is and what it is. What it is and what it is. Look at him. Now you see, a brother, you take in the ghetto, you find a whole lot of crime. I can understand, hey, I know what it means. Being 9 years old before I got my first cell on the way out of the store. You know, putting on a half-pressed suit from the pawn shop with tennis shoes. Trying to be hip, so I know where it's coming from. Like the fella say, having catfish head stew. And then like the catfish went in there with his head and come out very quick and didn't leave nothing else. That's one thing the educators and the politicians and the establishment gotta remember. Now brothers need jobs. You don't work, you can't eat. You don't work, you can't eat. Get hip to yourself, good God, my brother, and get it from the street. You don't work, you can't eat. This, you don't work, Lord. You can't eat. So you got to have mind power to deal with starvation. And that's what we're dealing with. You see, we can't go back to the biblical stories. Two loaves of bread. Or two little fishes, five loaves of bread. Two little fishes, yeah. Five loaves of bread. Now look here, too many brothers to go by that. Now I want your brothers to dig where we're coming from. Set your mind right here. Dig the JBE experience. I dug this from a young man out of New York. He said the GBE. The GBE. Now we want to take it to the JBE. The JB experience. Now Fred, brother, lay it on me, lay it. Mind power.
Give us a chance, somebody. Brothers across the nation, you gotta get yourself together, unified. We need information. Brothers across the nation, pass on that right on information. Brothers across the nation.
We'll be right back. get me to wing down. The pain you get me to wing, brother. You know the thing you do on Super Bad. Sure would be funky right now. Can you get into it? Get into it right about now.
I'll be coming around the mountain.
know that's not him, you understand?
Yeah, but you sure got a, but you do your lick there, brother.
Yeah, brother, I want to get into your personal affairs and things, but I would like to ask you something. And by the way, we're recording now, you understand? This is Live at the Bar, Volume 3. Volume 3, so holler loud and, you understand, say I'm in it. Let yourself be heard. Just say it one more time, brother, look at him. Now you tell me, where you was born and raised?
Lake Green.
Where, brother?
Lake Green.
Lake Range. Lake Range where, brother?
Lake Range, North Carolina.
Yeah! Lake Range, North Carolina. Yeah! Take another bow, brother. Another bow. Lake Range, North Carolina. Don't be so mean. But, brother, the next time would you kindly be careful and don't lay so deep in your grange. Okay. Brother Mark, give him another big round of applause, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Get backstage laughing. When I said lay in your grave, I didn't say graze in the grass. I said lay in your grave. He's a funny cat, man. I said, Fred, this is our music and band director. Sure got a strange horn there, brother. I like it, though. Black horn. What's the significance behind it, Jack?
Black and proud.
Right on. Right on. What you say? Right to the biz on. Boom. But say one thing, brother. If you got a name for it, because I know B.B. King named it Guitar Lucille, what's your name, your home?
I call it the Soul Sister.
Only thing I got to disagree with, y'all, mine look different when the hot pants, baby. Yeah, but I know it's together. Look in, because I want everybody to feel funky. Now, let me tell you something. You're going to get Sex Machine. All the shows coming. You're going to get Sex Machine. And if that don't do it, we're going to give it some more sex.
Yeah.
And if you don't get... enough then, and we'll see you later.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's what you do. If you don't get enough, see you later.
Yeah.
That's right. That's what you do. See you later. Look. Look at him. There's a whole lot of things you got to see later. I don't know how late, but you see it. And we're going to give you a super bad, get involved, soul power. Well, if your pants are hot, we're going to make them hot before you leave, so don't worry about that. We're going to try to make them hot. Now, brother, since everybody's in the groove and the funk and feeling good, we want to keep it kind of clapping the hands, stomping the feet and things. Look here. Strike out your horn and get down a little bit. Make sure you get down. It's all right. Right about now. Get it. College graduate. You finished college?
Yeah.
All right, brother. You finished college?
Yeah.
Don't be so polite, because you can get cut up there like that. Come on down home with me, you understand? No, he's good, bro. But don't get sassy. Look at him. Look at him. Something else I like to say, too. Can we pride in your personal affair? Because like everybody here, we're home, we're in the same family. We want to know about each other. You know, this is the thing that we should have been doing a long time ago, knowing about each other, so we can share the same problem and the shame. Same dream, but we got to make it a reality and quit dreaming. Look here, can you tell me where you was born and raised?
L.A.
Now wait a minute, you can't condemn a man. Let's listen to the case. Well, let's hear the case. Your brother's been being railroaded all their life. You don't, let's listen to the case, you understand? That's what's wrong now. Let's make sure we get a key.
Yeah.
You know? Where you from, brother?
L.A.
Oh. 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 Oh.
second thought, you may be right about this cat, but I think I'll rephrase the thing, because I don't think he hit it. You know, brother, what we're saying is, we know you've been to L.A. We know that. We know you probably went out there on the Greyhound and come back on a stray dog. We're aware of that. But we'd like to know one thing. Oh, I think Brother St. Greg got this. That's it, brother. Look at him. He say you're going to hide behind a sheet and thing on him, but you hide behind a sheet and make me think about Alabama. Yeah, look at him. We don't like sheets up here. Anything, pillowcase, but the sheet got to go. Wait, right on with Uncle Tom and all of them. Look at him. Now, like we said, we know you've been out there. You got yourself together. But we're talking about where you started from, where you went before you went to L.A.
L.A., that's for Lower Alabama.
Oh! Brad Weston, ladies and gentlemen. Brad Weston. Brad Weston, hit me down. Come on, now. Get it. Come on, now. Get it.
While I do the boogaloo.
fun, huh? Go and play with it.
Singing now, you can't be paying me by the hour. Anyway, back with Mo Funk next week. Don't say, stay safe, be safe. Good night.